The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
I want to mix things up a little bit. I always tell you when we open the program that the insurance system makes everybody crazy, and it's true. Today we're going to talk about some pretty important stuff. We're going to talk about disability and the offsets of disability. We're even going to nag you a little bit about living a healthy lifestyle, which is one of those offsets. So I'm Ted Robertson here, co-hosting with Mr. Antonio Briseño, the agent. I always say he's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world almost two decades. He's seen the industry change from the inside out. Still chaotic, still never a DIY thing, especially not anymore. You need Antonio in your world, and he doesn't cost you any money to do this. You need him in your world because he loves what he does, and he's here to save you lots of time and money. Segment one today, we're going to talk about disability. Segment two will be the offsets of disability. And for you business owners, we talked about life last week and the meaning of life. This week is all about when life throws you a curve. Right, Antonio?
Oh, yeah. And well, it would be great to talk about the meaning of life every week, but I don't know if we have the time for that. But yeah, disability, it's a big thing. And, you know, one thing, well, I would feel bad if we didn't mention also, because coming up soon, there's a couple of exciting things that, well, to me, there are. That we're going to have two remote shows coming up.
Oh yeah, which, yeah. You're going on the world stage.
Well, know about that, but well, I'm very blessed. I've been very blessed for many years now. I think about six or so to be invited to the Health Markets celebration trips, and every other year. It has been an international trip. And so those have been amazing. So we're going to be in Curacao the first week of April. So we are going to be doing this show in Curacao.
Wow. I wish I was coming with you.
Yeah, that would be great, Ted. Too bad you don't. I mean, you need a vacation.
Well, the string between our two soup cans is not long enough, I'm afraid. So I'm going to stay here, hold the fort down. But you're also going to have a very special guest. And from Curacao on the show that day.
Yeah, we're still verifying that, so I don't want to go ahead and...
No cats out of the bag
yet.
Yeah,
I don't want to do any cats out of the bag yet, but we're going to finalize that on Friday and see who we're able to bring on.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And I think if we have the person we're thinking of, he might take some of your limelight.
No, I'm going to step aside and let the two of you chat, because this individual is somebody in a position of leadership in the Health Markets organization. A very, very special person, very personable, very friendly, very affable and amiable. You will all love him. And that's the idea, yeah. Is to, this kind of brings the whole package together. Health Markets is very much behind this project, the agent. And that is because Antonio is such a good agent. And that, of course, is why you get to go on these trips.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. So you definitely want to be listening in April. That is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to try and make that very entertaining. So that'll be great. And we're going to be doing another one in May. We'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
When we get that all
from another place on the globe.
From another place. Yes.
Very fun.
That'll be fun. This
tropical
is
tropical and warm.
Yes, it is tropical and warm. So that'll be fun. So not sure how we're going to work that out yet. But we will figure it out.
The miracle of modern technology.
I know, it's amazing. it's extremely amazing and too amazing for me at times.
Oh sure, but and you these rewards from Health Markets to you are richly deserved, and it's not because you sell bunches of stuff. You're not in the business of selling. You're in the business of connecting businesses and individuals with the right kind of insurance, and whatever benefit to you accrues comes after that. You're really interested first, foremost, and always in your clients.
Right. And that is one thing we've actually really tried to bring out. My business, the way I like to do the business, is more of that consultative approach. And too often to people just look at, oh, well, I just need the bottom line. I just need this. Well, unfortunately, when you do that, you're not really taking care of yourself. And that's why we're doing this series. I mean, that's why we've been talking about supplemental plans. That's why we're talking about life insurance. That's why we're talking about disability. And we're talking about all these things because, you know, dental and vision too. You don't want your teeth falling out. You know, this is the way I like to work. I mean, a lot of people want to just go ahead and push a lot of different products on you. And then some people just want to go ahead and do, well, I want to do the bare basics. And it's like, well, unfortunately, in the world today, that doesn't work. You might escape by here and there. And who knows, you might be one of those guys that does escape for the rest of your life and nothing ever happens. And amazing. Tell me how you do it. But when I drive an I-25 every day, and now the sign says 52 deaths this year.
That is the newest count, and that was just posted yesterday.
Right. I mean, come on. It's March.
Yeah.
52 deaths? Let's really think about that. That's insane, people. So one thing is, I'm pleading, people drive carefully, number one. And number two, if you don't think it's going to happen to you, keep looking at that sign.
Oh, no, don't keep looking at the sign because then it will happen.
Well, yeah, I don't mean, you know, staring at it. You know, definitely you got to.
No, not literally.
Not literally, but.
Think that through because
but
it's
think
a big
that
number.
Through and, yeah. And every month see how it changes.
It speaks to risk.
It does.
And the disability piece today, and then when we get to Key Man next week, the disability piece really speaks to risk. It certainly it speaks to Key Man as well.
Yes.
And that's where we tie some more things together here. So, Antonio, when we say disability, what in this context, really, what are we wanting our business owners to understand today?
Well, what we're thinking about in disability, and really when you think about that, there's so many vast areas. And it could be business owners, it could be employees. I mean, it doesn't matter any type of insurance you have. Now, some of the big boys, you know, the big companies, they offer, you know, short-term and long-term disability. So if you have an accident, you know, you're hiking, there's so many amazing things to do here in Colorado and in our surrounding cities here that you could do something easily get hurt. You know, well, what if that is a little more serious and you're not going to work? You know, depends what kind of job you have. You know, if you're a contractor, I've worked with tons of contractors, love contractors. Most of my family are contractors. I was not talented enough to do that job. I was fired by my own brother, but that's another story. But I mean, that job, you break your leg, you're not showing up on a job site.
No, because you're not crawling around on a ladder. You're not kneeling down to smooth out concrete. You're not. There's too many things that you're not doing, about 100%.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so we all love many things here. There's snowboarding, there's skiing, there's rafting, there's all these amazing things, cycling, hiking, you know, but things can happen. And so if something does happen and you don't have a disability policy that will actually pay you when you're not working, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. How are you going to make a living while you're not able to make a living?
Exactly. I mean, really, no one wants to be a burden on anyone else. And no one wants to be constantly asking for money. And if you haven't been saving properly, we got a problem. And this happens more than we'd like to discuss. And, you know, you think about those 52 deaths. Well, do you really think out of those 52 deaths, there wasn't another 5 or 10 or 20 that were injured?
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
So when you look at that, you know, were you prepared? And it doesn't matter what job you got. I mean, you know, you think about what do you need to do your job? I mean, I remember in 2013, I was in a rollover car accident. I didn't really do my job for 3 months. I couldn't think. I mean, I had a concussion. I couldn't remember a darn thing. And it was crazy. And so, you know, things happen. And so you got to be prepared. And so if you don't have 6 months worth of cash saved, you know, get a policy. Even if you start small, You know, and there's so many different ways to get a disability policy. You know, you could have one set up through work. You can go ahead and do it individually. And we talked briefly last week. We have regular disability policies with some of the biggest companies in the country. We also have small ones where they are what's called simplified issue, which I love because you can go ahead and it's at sometimes it's not the cheapest thing, but you can get it without the normal process. And and we can quote it and check it out and see what works best for you. And kind of like from my financial days when I was working with New England, one of my mentors used to go ahead and always tell his clients, it's like, look, start somewhere. Even if it's $25,000, you know, or it's, you know, $100 a month or $50 a month, start somewhere. And so the disability is the same thing. You know, maybe you can't afford that $5,000 or $7,000 or $10,000 a month policy. You could probably afford $500, $1,000, something. So something's better than nothing. And then there's also accident disability policies that are dirt cheap. I mean, extremely cheap. And, you know, there's creative ways where we can do a lot of this. There's also now life insurance policies that have riders for all these different things as well. And so we can make it convenient for you. We can make it easier for you. And we're definitely going to sit down and show you how it works and what's best for you. So that's what we do. That is what we want to do. Every day we want to see clients that we can actually have them come in. I want them to challenge me. I want them to come in and say, hey, this is what I need to cover. What is the best way to do it? And that's great. When I can do the really analyzing and figuring that out and figuring out how we're going to really take care of that client or really take care of that business and do it creatively and find the proper products that really help them and help their life, that's where it's fun.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
That's that sort of deep dive that you do, especially with business owners, to sit down and as we shared the last couple of parts in this series, that analytic process, that needs analysis process, that looking at the business itself, even inside the back end of the business and extending all the way through employees and those kinds of things, that well-rounded approach gets you really solid answers back from Antonio. So the idea is to call Antonio. If you have any questions about disability or if you wanted to look at what you have now, he will do that at no charge. He is taking your calls at 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the offsets of disability, and we're going to nag a little bit about leading healthy lifestyles. Antonio, we're going to take a break. All of you, we'll be back in a minute or two. You're listening to Antonio Bresenio, the agent, here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live online at KRDO.com. Get us on podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast. Totally free. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Mr. Antonio Bresenio, the agent. Favorite guy. He's the guy who gets things done. In this segment, we're going to talk about the offsets of disability. In other words, what can you do in your life, in your world, with your family, with your business, with your employees to head off potential disabilities or at least strengthen yourself a little bit for them? It could be physical, it could be lots of different things. Antonio, why don't we start by explaining exactly what an offset of disability is?
Well, I mean, I guess the way I look at it, Ted, is, you know, what are some things that we can do in our life that can more prevent? So maybe it's more of prevention. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I do not have any medical knowledge here. I only have knowledge from my experience over the years of what I try and do to kind of help me as well. And none of it's perfect. I mean, I did stay in the hospital in January. So, you know, but, you know, there's things we can all do. There's some things that we can do to kind of help us in our daily routines. And, you know, if you are the avid athlete, it's going to happen.
Well, let's linger on that for a second, particularly the hospital stay, Antonio, because it really speaks right to the core of this very issue. Disability in Antonio's world is all about him working with you, your business, and your team to mitigate the effects of a disability. So if we focus on health, for example, Antonio, you are a runner. You are a very health-driven man. You're working on running marathons and other things like that. And even you wound up in the hospital. And so what I'm saying here is that none of us is very far from a hospital stay at all, no matter how healthy we are. However, the healthier we are, the less likely we will wind up in a hospital, unless, you know, that whole hit by a truck concept happens and somebody drops a bowling ball on our head. You know, those are accidents. Those are things we can't predict. We can't lift enough weights to prevent that. But if it is a health-related disability, we can do something to help control the risk there.
Correct. And I want to mention one other thing, because not everyone looks at this, and this is something I try and teach to my clients all the time. My purpose and my goal is to, when we put a package together, and then we can't always do this perfectly because I don't control the industry. So if one of us could control the industry, well, then, yeah, I mean, we could say we're going to do this perfectly. But my goal always is to find you the appropriate policies and appropriate way to put coverage together so you're not afraid to use it. Because I have found many times that people needed to go to, say, urgent care, or needed to go to the ER, or needed to just go get checked out more than, you know, more thoroughly, but they didn't because they were afraid of their coverage. And I can, you know, I wish I could guarantee something, but I can't. But I bet that if people understood their coverage better and they were more comfortable with their coverage, they would actually go to the hospital more often. And they would go to the ER more often, and they would go to urgent care more often because they had that comfort. Okay, this isn't going to bankrupt me when I go. And that was the reason I went to the hospital. I went to the hospital because I was comfortable with my knowledge of my health, of my body, and I knew something was off. And I went there, and I got checked out, and I was like, fine, I'm just going to do it, because I wasn't concerned of the cost. That was the number one thing. I wasn't concerned about the cost. I knew I got it taken care of. And so when I went, and they were still telling me, why are you here? Your numbers look amazing. Well, there were some things that were off, and we just needed to make sure that those were good. And so that is a big thing. And I really want people to look at that and understand that. And if there's anything I ever can help, and there's any consultation I can give you, that's my focus. So the offset, the prevention. There are other things we can do. So get my soapbox off the table here. So prevention. You know, one thing that I think is one of the biggest things is exercise. I mean, I'm a big fan. Not everyone likes it, but you can do simple things. You know, stretching is a huge one. I love stretching. I've done yoga for many years. I love yoga as well. But, you know, even if you just sit on the floor and just stretch and touch your toes, I mean, that's great.
Isn't it true that if you're more flexible, if you do take a fall, your body is likely to be more limber, more flexible, and will bend with whatever the forces are instead of you being so stiff that something breaks or a tendon snaps?
Well, not a doctor, but that's what I've heard.
Physiologically speaking, it's a logical look
yes.
at that. Yeah.
So, I mean, so I would say if you don't do a lot of things, stretching is a good place to start. And then, you know, you take maybe a walk around the block, you know. You know, you don't have to run. Not everyone loves running. And there's a lot of people, some of my fans, that actually run, and they hate it.
But the health benefits are just too good.
They are. I mean, so just plug there, David Goggins. If you read any of his books, listen to any of his podcasts, he tells you he hates running. Well, what does he do? Ultra marathons and all this other stuff, 200 miles, 150 miles, whatever. That's amazing. So that's thing. The other thing is one of my favorites is because it's something I have to overcome myself sometimes on a daily basis. It's a favorite word, and we all can relate to it, stress.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a big one. How do you do it? And this is what keyed to this morning. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Kind of a witness to me that, you know, we need to do this show. And it's to educate people. But, you know, I was in the gym this morning, and I'm getting ready to come to the studio. And I talked to this gentleman briefly while I'm getting ready because I was running a little late trying to push too many things in. And he had had a heart attack. And, you know, he's young and, relatively speaking. And, we were mentioning, he was mentioning all the things that he was changing in his life, diet, you know, working out, you know, changing, you know, he quit smoking and did these other things as well. And I said, well, how are you handling the stress?
This is a great answer.
And I kid you not. He said, besides yelling and screaming. I'm like, yeah, definitely instead of yelling and screaming. You know, I said, well, do you take deep breaths? Do you stretch? Do you? And no, actually, what did he say? He said, well, there's nothing I can do.
So and he's not stressing over having stress?
So when I asked him, what are you doing about stress? And his answer was, well, there's nothing I could do about stress. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, I would have fell over, but you know, I was just shocked because now I understand I am a weird person, you know, in some ways because I've been studying kind of this stuff for a very long time, majority of my life. I will have to say all of my adult life.
Yeah, you do some meditation and things like that, and goodness knows, Antonio, you do lead a very full life. You are a husband. You're a dad. You're a volunteer. You run a business. You have employees. You do give very freely of your time. You're a singularly selfless man, and you do give yourself time for yourself, and that time very often is meditation, and that is your way of mitigating stress. It's just kind of interesting that you can even tell a story about somebody who has resigned themselves to the fact that they're going to have stress in their world when it's anathema to leading a healthy life.
Yes.
Is he going to blow up again and have another heart attack? We don't know, but we do know that stress is one of the leading causes of heart problems.
Yep, it is. And so I mentioned a couple of things, and there are some things that I'm looking at putting together to be another help. And when that is organized, we will mention it on the show. It's something that's important to me. And so, yeah, that's a big thing. So stress is a big thing. And you know, hey, you can go ahead and Google how to relieve stress. I mean, I'm sure you are going to get more pages than you could actually read in your lifetime.
Billions of hits because every individual on the planet is different. And, you know, it sounds like you're talking to a guy who just copes with it. But the rest of us really want to try to mitigate it as much as we can. So we look for that one thing. For some people, it could be kicking rocks. For me, it's getting out and taking pictures because it allows me to focus on what is in the viewfinder of the camera, and I'm not thinking about anything else. And believe me, we all have stressors in our lives, and my profession happens to be high stress, high risk, high pressure. That is my world.
Yep.
But I am also very careful to give myself some time to decompress and not think about some of the harder aspects of the work that I so love, that I do so much of. You get my 3:30 in the morning emails, Antonio.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm not getting them right now because, you know, I gave up, after the hospital, I gave up one of the food supplements that I was taking. We're not going to mention which one it is because I think it's still amazing. I was just overdoing it. And since I was overdoing it for me, it was easier to just give it up than to use it minimally.
So let's tie all this together because it's kind of interesting.
Well, we should mention one thing.
Okay.
You forgot something, Ted.
What did I forget?
And, I don't know. I don't know if you've shared this on the show before, because I think as much as the photography, there's another thing that you love. The drones.
Oh, my drone, yes. Yeah, I do love my drone. I do. We have a lot of fun with it. We flew it in backwards in front of the maw of a snowblower that was running.
Oh, sweet.
And videoed that and put it on Facebook. I mean, just...
I miss that.
Two total nutcases. You cannot give two adult men a drone and they not turn that into a Lego set or something. I have that much fun with it. Okay. We got about a minute and a half to go in the program, Antonio. We want to do two things, just kind of wrap all this up now, because we've spent several minutes on stress, because it's one of the biggest aspects, one of the biggest problems that leads to health-related disabilities.
Yes.
Stress can also be distracting.
Oh, yes.
And if you're stressed and driving, you can be one of those statistics, and we don't want that to happen. So what you want to do, business owners, individuals, is give Antonio a call, 719-203-6424, 719-203-6424. And ask him to get on his calendar and sit and talk with him about your business and talk with him about disability and how to head that off. This segment has been all about the offsets of disability, because there are some things you can do proactively to make it so that you're not having to go to the hospital. Antonio wants you to know that you can build a policy that allows you to be free to do those things, that you don't have to be afraid to do them. So, Antonio, coming up next week, we're going to talk about key man. And it is a phrase in the insurance industry. It expresses this in a male gender, but it's the key man in your business, some of the most important people are also the most expensive to replace, because they do the most damage if you lose them for whatever reason. So that's coming up next week. And Antonio, I can't wait to get together for this next half hour with you. It's, like I love to say, always my favorite half hour of the week. So, all of you, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Antonio, final thought?
Well, quick final thought would be, based on that stress, breathe.
Yep.
Breathe. You can do it anywhere. You can do it anywhere you want. Just take deep breaths.
And it really does get rid of stress and anxiety, or at least make it easier to live with if you have to live with it. If you have questions or comments, if you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, particularly disability, you want to talk about key man, you want to talk about life and the meaning of life, give Antonio a call at 719-203-6424. He'll answer your call personally. If you get his voicemail, then believe me, either he or one of his team will get back with you, but you will get on his calendar. We thank you all for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings at 11:30 right here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com. Get him on demand by Cot Podcast 24/7, totally free. Go to KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcast.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.